The Gemara here has a drasha to differentiate between Bechor Adam and Bechor Behema. And on one level, this drasha is to tell you that while there's an Isser Hana for a Bechor Behema before a pigeon, this Isser Hana doesn't apply to Bechor Adam. And the question is that all this drasha is saying? Or is it going further in distinguishing between Bechor Adam and Bechor Behema and creating two separate categories? This could affect halacha, because there's a discussion about this in the Tshuvas Sridei Eish, concerning the question of, what if you have a Bechor who's born through the aid of a tool, through the aid of forceps? And the question is such a Bechor subject to Pidgin Haben? This is a topic that was debated by Poskim. The Avnei Nezer has a number of tshuvas about this between him and the Chalkes Yov. And the Avnei Nezer concludes that there's an obligation of Pidgin HaBen without a bracha. The Shibin HaRav also has tshuvas about this in the Dov Meisharim, who obligates Pidgin HaBen with a bracha. And then there were others who didn't obligate a Pidgin HaBen at all. And the Sridei Eish discusses that on the one hand, so we find when it comes to a behema, so there's a discussion in the Gemara in Chulin as to what creates the kedusha of the bechor. Is it touching the walls of the rechem, or is it just the atmosphere inside the rechem? So in the case of an animal, so the being born through some type of a tool, through a forceps, may make a difference. But that may only be when it comes to an animal, because the animal has two components to it. Has Kedushas Bechor, and also has a din of pigeon. When it comes to a human being, there isn't an aspect of Kedusha. There's only a mitzvah of pigeon. So therefore, it's a question how such a concept would affect this Bechor. So this is something that we have to clarify as far as understanding what exactly is the point of this Gemara, and this is something that the Sridei Eish discusses in his Tshuva.